down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
Whatever. I hope that that's not too bad. Fuck it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the, well, I guess, final edition of the regular season of the TSL podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe K, coming to you recorded from the Rose Garden here with quite a full fucking house today. Jeff Kroll isn't here, but Emily's here because she has to be contractually obligated. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I know you missed most of the day with headaches. How are you feeling?
I'm good now.
That's cool. Yeah. George is right next to her as the guy who's never actually on the show, but he's always on the show. Hi.
I'm not here.
Okay, cool. And a litany of characters today from the 716 team in D3. We have both Derek Pugh and Dante Ridgeway, right? He didn't even say anything. What's going on, gentlemen? How are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's start with you guys. Derek, you haven't been on this yet, right? But you should have been.
I have not. Yeah, I was supposed to be, but I did not come.
Why not?
I think you asked me last session.
I asked you a bunch of times, I think.
I think it was one time, for sure. And I'm pretty sure I had to take my daughter to dance that Tuesday.
Sounds like, yeah, you were supposed to come to Toppers.
Yeah, my bad. I'll tell my daughter if she comes second next time. I'm sorry.
Well, there. I'm glad you understand.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Priorities. I got to get.
So, Derek, let's start with you. How long have you been in the league then, man?
I think this is my second full year in the league.
That's it? I feel like you've been around a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I've managed to get myself onto a bunch of teams, so I feel like people think I play a lot more than I do, or have been here longer than I do. But, yeah, I think it's only been 2 years.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Okay, well, how'd you find the league then?
Actually, George and Emily, to be honest with you. So,
I asked him to play on Proto.
Yeah.
That's
where
you came from? Okay.
Yeah. So I was playing in an unnamed league. Okay. All right. So I was playing a game on prior to this, and Bobby was doing these pickup games on Wednesdays.
God,
he was doing these pickup games on Wednesdays, and I don't know. Everyone that came to pick up played here, and I kind of felt like a loser because I wasn't here. So I asked them how I could get involved, and they both got me on a team. Emily got me on Proto, and then, George, what was the name of our team that we had?
Pantsless Chaps or
Pantsless Chaps?
Wasted Potential.
Wasted Potential.
That was all the same team though.
Yeah. So 716 wasn't even my start here. It was those two teams, and then it's kind of evolved since then.
So then you started running your own team, 716.
I did.
And that's where you picked up this fella from?
Yeah. So he and I play in a 8-man league, flag football, and he's obviously a really good athlete, so I asked him to play.
You can definitely ball out. So when did you start playing ball, man? You gotta speak better than the mic. Come on,
Started.
Let's go your whole life story. That's what I want to know.
I started playing when I was like 6.
No shit. How old are you now? 12?
22.
your baby face. Holy crap. But I remember you. Because I remember we played that game against you. You were fucking making every catch that was like 8 feet above your head. Because he can throw harder than hell, but he's not very accurate.
Not
so luckily you can jump to the sky. So how do you like it, man? Like, I know it's different
love football all around. Playing here is just fun. This is my second or third.
We're going to stop there because the further back you go, the more underage you're going to be. So we're going to stop right there. Thanks.
Jeez, Dante. You're off the team.
Unbelievable. You can't do that now. Come on, now let's just play. I was supposed to roll it. He's old enough now, so it's whatever. Yeah. But so what else do you want to say? Because you kind of like demanded to be on this podcast. Like, you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Why? Why'd you want to do it? You wanted to toot your own horn. Let's go. That was your moment. Now you're going to get all quiet.
Yeah,
as soon as the mics are on, we're going to be humble now. I want to talk shit before playoffs.
It's just, I see that y'all are finally like seeing how I am. I've been doing this since we played in D5.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when we moved up, it just showed. And then Derek knows whenever we need something, he knows who to go to.
I can confirm that because I've watched it happen a few times. So he definitely goes to you, which is smart because, again, jump out of the gym.
And then,
like,
as I'm looking at this,
what?
Me not being here last week.
Oh. Well, I know we're going to have an I know the excuses. We'll get to the games in a minute. We're just going through the bullshit right now. I'm going
to
move on.
But no, I can't wait to see your team again.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well, you got to get there first.
No.
Anyway. I love it. That's what I want to hear. Sitting next to him, how long have I known you?
over 10 years at this point. It's been a while.
I don't know. So Corey, right here, he used to date one of my cousins like a billion years ago. And then I didn't see him for a decade. And then all of a sudden he popped up in football team on a football team. You don't run the two tutties, right? You're just on it? Or are you like half-ass running it?
I mean, you know, Ryan Miller runs it right now.
Not the Ryan Miller, though.
No, not the Ryan Miller. Ryan Miller, yeah, he's some bum.
What team is that? You guys were blue?
No, we were pink.
They're the two tutties.
Oh, okay. I got gotcha. You.
Yeah.
Funny story.
You have, like, Camille on there, right?
Christian Ferger.
Oh.
Who plays on your team, I believe. He used to be my neighbor growing up.
No shit.
Yeah.
So Tutties knows everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. And for the longest time, the Tutties didn't know how to win. You guys started last year. You went 0-9-1. You lost that stupid tie where you guys made that bet where the losers.
We don't talk about that tie.
Do finishing moves on each other. But you both did wrestling moves on each other.
We did.
Moved down to D6. It was a little rough for going, but as we'll get into, you hit your biggest week of your life.
Won
two games. Two games. So
surprise, surprise, I'm here after that week, right?
Well, to be fair, this is long overdue.
Yeah,
we were just waiting for you guys to win so we could have you on, and then we finally did it, so here we are.
Well, I mean, last year you tried to have me on. I just, bailed because I didn't want to drive all the way out.
People bail on this podcast. It's one of their favorite things to do.
And then we have weeks where we have, like, nine.
I know, right? Well, today, like I said, full house. So we're going to get to Corey Moore and, like, where the tutties came from when we talk about your games because, well, Jesus. Basically as close as royalty do you get in the TSL. The best singer of the Bernal sisters, my favorite. Ooh. Oh, no, I know those are fighting words, but I've been backing this horse for too long. I can't let it die. her hand's a little heavier. The now engaged Diana Bernal is here, sitting aside the future. Well, you can't be Mike Bernal because there's only one of those, so I guess you got to be Baccio Bernal. You finally did it. You proposed. She actually said yes because, like, what else was she going to do? Say no.
Yeah,
so, Diana, how you feeling?
Great.
Really, that's it?
Yeah, I'm on cloud nine, Joe.
That's what I want. I want all the bullshit nobody's going to believe.
Oh, yeah. No, he did a good job. He did a great job.
He did. He's here, so he must have done a good job.
He did a great job, yes.
If he would have done a bad job, would you have said no just to do it again?
No. I've been waiting too long for this.
Did you have any idea it was coming, or was it a complete surprise?
Yes, 100%.
I had an idea
Tell her what you think.
The secret text message is just weird.
No.
Well, no, like,
that
so
too, but
up
that too.
Until, like, my dad texted me earlier in the week to go golfing. I thought nothing of it. Like, with
that happens
and
all
Justin
the time. Yeah.
And Botch.
I had it all set up too. I told him what to say to her and who.
Did he really?
Oh,
I'm extra proud of you. I didn't get like that part. That's
but
good.
But so, like, I didn't have an idea until that day, and he shaved, which he claims he does all the time. But
shaved
I said.
My neck.
Just your neck.
But I
just cleaning my neck up.
Whatever. You didn't clean your neck up for today.
But so he only ever shaved when we were, like, doing something. Uh-huh. And then on
wrong.
Our way there, I saw him in a text with my dad and my cousin, or my brother-in-law, and my dad, like, had...
You know, she's just telling you, she stares at your phone while you're on
until,
it.
Until, like, 2 years ago, so, like, you don't text my dad, like, he doesn't know how. So that, like, I started putting makeup on our way there, because I was like,
okay.
Shit, this is gonna happen.
But no, he did an excellent job.
Fantastic. I know your whole family was there after the 18th hole after you shot an 8.
Unimportant. I beat him overall on the day.
I love it. So congratulations to you guys too. People know who you are, so we don't have to really get too deep into it.
That's fine.
So we'll just make things easier. Usually I have the female guest, which is you, read the scores. So why don't you just read the 9 o'clock scores real quick and we'll start talking about football.
All right. BDSM 40, Messy Jesse 17. Genocide 38, Special K's 8.
Beautiful. You want to talk? Yeah, you fucking slayed that.
Thank you.
This is the first round of the Breakfast Club playoffs because, well, we can't have a Breakfast Club like play the semifinals and the finals right after. It just has to be at 9. So these were the games that the 1 and 2 seeds had to buy. And the Messy Jessies, George, is your team. Do you have anything to comment about maybe the worst season in Breakfast Club history? Go ahead.
George and I were on the team. 2 sessions ago defeated.
Worst. Yeah, that
as
was
well.
Defeated. that was a hard session also, but the season ended the same way it started. We just
people don't show
had
up.
Like five people. Five people missing again, but I mean Jason played great. He definitely stepped up for me not being there.
Yeah.
We had Jenna and Steph sub for us.
Yes. Captains are subbing for this team. That's how bad it got.
We didn't have a single girl today. We were supposed to have Camille, I believe, but she woke up late and then didn't show up until later in the day.
Correct.
But I mean, Easton did what he could with the people that he had. That's basically all I can say about the game.
As I've learned, I've said it before during the season of the podcast, with Breakfast Club, there's always the change of man a team where it just the pieces don't fit, and it's less fun. I mean, I did that for like two straight years. Ramir drafted me, and I think we won like one game because he would take the same people, and then they just wouldn't show up. So it can be fun, but it can also be brutal. That's like the only downside to it. That and waking up early can be a pain in the ass, but you know that because you were waking up early too, right? Weren't you playing?
Yeah,
you're on a special case. Yeah. Both of you are, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, you guys had kind of like an up and down season too. I know your first overall pick, Jeremy Strait. I say that with laughter for a reason. Come on, he broke his arm almost in state in, like instantly. So you guys were literally shorthanded right from the get-go. Right, ba-dum-tsh. That's all I got is jokes. That's all I can do. But you started going on a little win streak, but kind of nothing really went well today. So what happened in this game?
Yeah, so I mean, first of all, I mean we played Garrett. Garrett's a good quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. If you like him or not, he's a very good quarterback, and he did great in this game.
I'm kind of off real quick. Do people not like Garrett?
I love Garrett. I don't know.
Like, does anybody not like Garrett? I haven't heard anybody who said Garrett.
Yeah.
I also like Garrett.
I didn't mean like in this room, but have you heard of like people who are just like, this guy's a piece of shit? Like,
no.
I get why you would want to say that.
Maybe yeah. Steve Mosier. But
that doesn't matter.
Well, ironically, it was our quarterback.
I know, right?
Yeah. Right. Maybe like last session, this session, probably not.
All right. So, I mean, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I think it was one of those games where it's like we had a couple people show up late as well, too, and not to make excuses, but it got to a point in the game, and I'm sure we've all had games like this where we kind of knew we weren't coming back at a certain point, so we all had games after that, and we kind of just stopped playing hard after that.
No,
that
happens.
Yeah.
That way, the quote-unquote more important games that are on the way, you don't want
to fuck up. I guess you could say that, yeah.
Now, was this your first time playing Breakfast Club?
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it a lot, actually. I plan to do it again.
Perfect. What about you? This was your first time, too, right?
Yeah, this is my first time.
However, I do have a gripe, though. I found out that I was not included in the draft. I was an afterthought.
Correct.
Which I don't know where that came from, but...
Somebody somewhere fucked up.
I don't know. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, that was when Topper was still involved with things for about a month there, and then obviously that's where it went.
Gotcha.
That's why we banished him to Ireland for that mistake. That's what happened.
Oh, fair enough.
But now he's back, and he'll figure it out. It's all good. No, we won't. All right, that's cool. There's not much else to really talk about, Breakfast Club, whatever. So, Diana, I'm sorry, you have to stop texting so you can tell me about the 10 o'clock games.
I'm trying to find a venue.
We are here at the venue. This is it.
Lenny's not here to pay for it anymore.
Well, if only. Then B's brother would definitely... Like, if there was any wedding, we would get B's brother involved.
I would not let Lenny do it just to not have B's brother here.
Now you have to have B's brother represent Lenny, so now you're screwed.
He's walking down the aisle.
He's walking you down the aisle, actually. That's probably better. What do we got?
All right. Legends, 33. Ice Downtown, 20. No Punt Intended, 34. Free Ballers, 28. Mountain Doomy, 34. 716, 26. Puckett All-Stars, 46. Spinelli's Plumbing, 30.
All right, real quick shout out to Puckett, 46 to 30. They end up being like 8-1 on the season, just absolutely dominant this time around. George, you want to tell me about the punt, no punt intended beating Free Ballers? Do you know anything about it, or did you not pay attention?
I watched the whole game.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we didn't have me, we didn't have Derek, we didn't have Rachel, we didn't have Emily, we didn't have Baker.
But Pat played really well during that game.
Yeah. Yes.
So you didn't have anybody.
There was one.
We really didn't have anybody, but I mean...
Talia also played really well.
Yes. Do you want to take over?
It's going well, yeah. Just Emily, you seem like you have something to say here.
What are you talking about how many people you didn't have? Well, the people there played... I watched the game, and I thought they played really well.
Well, they only lost by 6.
I know. My point was, I was getting at is we had our full roster, it would have been a completely different game.
How much different could it have been?
Free Ballers would have won.
Would they have?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
I do.
Well, you have to. You're on the team. That's how it works. That's how that shit works. All right. We'll get to you in a second. We're going to move over. Baccio, 33-20. Legends take on Eyes Downtown. I mean, this used to be like hate week for you guys when you take on Bobby and Eyes Downtown. And now everything's like different.
He wasn't there, though.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
A couple of the guys were missing. Like, I think Bobby had, I think, flag. And then a couple of those guys are missing as well. So they had, I think, Seth throwing. So they didn't have their entire team.
Yeah. Heather, Beth wasn't there.
They also had Blaze's sister.
Olivia, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So it was bad.
Too,
yeah.
So they didn't have their whole team.
So it wasn't that great for you at all.
But honestly, now I don't think it's as bad as it used to be. We're playing against the Eyes Downtown team where we used to...
It's not the same. I know. No. That's what I was going to get at. I was going to say, like, how big is... Like, there's just so many differences. Now that you've been traded to a different team and, like, all this other shit. Oh. Like, it's just a different attitude for you, right?
Yeah, but I think it's different even playing against Bobby, though, too. Like, I think he's
calmed down
a little bit than he used to be. Yeah, I mean...
everybody's basically not all psychopaths all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the whole Division One has changed a little bit.
Oh,
I feel like
yeah,
it's like a lot calmer than it used to be.
I think it's calmed down quite a bit. But.
Well, you kind of beat me to my punch here. My question to you is going to be, like, why do you think that is? What happened? Why does everybody not want to kill each other anymore? Is it y'all just get older?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is for D1. I think they still complain that we put together some sort of, like, you know,
super
godly
team.
Team with all these different players, but I don't know if it's... Sometimes I think it's that they... Is that people aren't trying to go out and find like these crazy, you know, D2, D3, D1, like actual college
athletes
to come play and be as competitive. I think like Sticky is, they're playing because they, like they're all friends. I mean,
yeah,
playing. Like,
they grew
all
up
you guys
together.
Play together because you're friends. Like that's, I think that's the difference over what it was when I first started playing. It's like
before back then it was just find
were,
like athletes.
You were going out because you just wanted to win some sort of championship and you went out and you found guys that you played college football with or something like that and you just wanted to win. And then all of a sudden you start becoming friends. But like now it's more like everyone put together their teams because they've known each other for years and they're all friends and they're trying to pull guys up from other teams and stuff. So, and at that point it's not like, you know, cutthroat and trying to kill each other. It's just you're out there to play and you're out there to have fun.
Right.
You're out there. I mean, obviously still, I mean, D1 is still competitive, but.
Right. I mean, last weekend you had a few sparks with against tight ends who are maybe arguably your big quote-unquote rivals this time around.
I mean, I think it's just, and especially when you're playing in the game, like afterwards you're fine with everybody on the team.
Of course.
I think that's how almost
leave it on are. Leave it on the field, kids.
When you're playing, when you're playing in the game and stuff happens and you know a call goes your way, or if you're doing really poorly and all of a sudden you're down and something doesn't go your way, I think everyone starts to kind of get a little bit more heated than usual. But usually after the games, I think that's always been the difference, is making sure that you leave it on the field, and after the game, you guys are perfectly fine. You can go to the bar, have a drink with the guy you just played against that you just told him to go fuck himself, and you can still have a drink with him. Like, that's the biggest difference, is making sure that you don't keep that going,
right.
And, you know, someone
the bad
holds
blood
a grudge or you
anywhere.
Hate somebody, all that stuff, like, afterwards. Like, that's not, why come here on a Saturday if you're going to come play a game for an hour and then be like, fuck that guy, I don't like him.
Yeah, I want to go stab him in the neck or something. So. I hear you. That's right. Thank you. That was a great answer. I'm so happy. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Mountain Dew Me 34-716-26. You guys let me down because I needed Mountain Dew Me to lose one of their two games. You definitely let me down because you didn't show up. Where were you?
I was in West Virginia.
What were you doing in West Virginia?
Football.
Oh,
flag
that's
football.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So flag football is more important, is what you're telling me.
At this moment.
Do you get paid to play? Do you get paid to play?
If we win.
All right, fine. That's fair. So, Derek, why did you let me down?
No,
look at him. He wouldn't be here if he wouldn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, we only lost by 7. Mountain Dew Me, first of all, is a very, very good D3 team. They're
fast.
Definitely they're
fast.
Super fun. Fast. Every single one.
They're all created in a lab.
The one dude who looks like Mr. Frost is ridiculous. Like, I don't get Silver Surfer or whatever. Yeah.
Nah,
I mean,
it's PC Principal.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude, he is so. It's ridiculous, and he can jump through the gym.
Yeah,
I mean, it's insane.
Yes.
But I mean, they're a super good team, and so we were missing Dante. We were missing Nick Voss. We were missing Jesse. We were missing Dylan.
So you're missing people, which is like the story.
Yeah, 100%. I kind of, I was
story
listening to everyone else say that, and I was like, what the hell? Now I'm going to follow it up by saying the same thing.
It's the truth,
but,
though.
Yeah, no, we were. We were missing, I mean, two of our top players, you know, one of our top girls, like, and we really hung in there with them. Honestly, it was a one-point game until 30 seconds left, and they scored a touchdown. We marched down the field and had an opportunity to score a touchdown, and I unfortunately overthrew James Salato, and you know, it just is what it is. But I am really proud of our team, to be honest with everyone who showed up. And, you know, we really hung in there considering how depleted they were.
That's awesome. I love the righteous answer. Good for you. All right. Well, either way, you let me down. But
sorry.
Diana won't let me down because she's going to read me the 11 o'clock scores.
Sticky Bandits 44, past our prime 6. Dilfs 42, Buffalo Vice Retro 29. Passing While Intoxicated 30, Come From Behind 16. Superior Moser Squad 60, Punt Cakes 22.
Okay, not too bad. Sticky Bandits took on Past Our Prime. There's really not much to say. Jeff sent me something. I don't know where the hell he put it. I think it's in... I have like 47 different messages with Jeff Kroll now.
Yeah, I'm in that one too.
I was talking to Kyle during the game.
Oh, please tell me some
and
stuff.
He,
go.
Kyle was saying that like Past Our Prime was making a couple good plays here and there, and then every once in a while they would make some boneheaded play that they just all would look at each other like, what the hell did... Why didn't we just do that, or what just happened?
What is wrong with us?
And then he said that Hogan was really struggling, so...
Well, I feel like Hogan didn't really have much of their much of their team. Like, I was about to say,
I played for Hogan in that game.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah. You got to let me know these things ahead of time.
Sorry, my bad. I apologize. I'm just letting you know.
No, you're good. Just nothing, just doesn't seem like much really clicked there. And Sticky just kind of did what they're supposed to do and beat them. There's a very clear divide between the top half of D1 and the lower half of it. And this is unfortunately the way it is for now. Well, let's see what else we got here. Barry Moser squad blew the shit out of Punk Cake, 60-22. Did anybody else see or play any?
I watched the Dilfs and Buffalo Vice.
Good. Yeah, same.
And oh, perfect. Tell me about it.
My biggest thing was, I mean, the Dilfs just, they steamrolled them. It didn't even look like the score was this close. But
was Travis throwing again?
Yeah. Doobie's son was in town this weekend. Yeah.
Doobie's missed most of the season, right?
Well, his son's like a super good, like, hockey player.
Yeah, okay. I knew that. I know it takes precedence for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, usually he gets, like, half the games. And I feel like he's played week one and then just kind of, like, I mean, that's just the way it looks.
Yeah. Travis is, like, going into quarterback way earlier than he planned. He said that's something for when he can't move anymore.
Well, he did mess up his ankle not too long ago, and he's still bitching about it. So he's probably just moving into quarterback now.
He did.
I love
that.
But,
yeah, no, they played good. Raw Dog made some, like, phenomenal catches.
Yeah.
For them. And Tony actually showed up this week. He didn't bail. So.
Just the happiest
guy. Who doesn't want to see Tony?
I mean,
oh yeah,
Tony Sanchez.
He did see Tony.
He's, see, he's
yeah.
a great. He saw him. He left. You got a headache. You left. Interesting. All right. I don't even know what I'm insinuating there. Don't read into it, kids. The last game this time around was Passing While Intoxicated, beating Come From Behind 30-16. PWI, they beat you guys in TMA not too long ago. They beat Come From Behind, the other top team in D5. Maybe it's a three-team race, or do you think you guys will just blow them out again?
Well, I mean, I think PWI has our number. They beat us two out of the last three times we've played them. Buddy's, like, hilarious if you ever get, like, the chance to talk to him.
I've been hanging with Buddy for 15 years. Yeah. Believe me, I know all about him.
Yeah,
I love
he's a funny guy. But, no, they're also, like, a team that we never get in a fight with, which is good.
Right, it's fun.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because you're the team that usually would get into fights with anybody.
Yeah. So it's nice playing them. Everybody's laughing, having a good time, and I think when it comes down to it, if we're, like, focused, but then we also have our tendency to lose our composure come this time of year.
What?
So we'll see.
This doesn't seem right at all, but that's fantastic. Let's roll into the noon game. You were drinking. It's fine. It's not on you.
Sticky Bandits 31, Gray Hair Don't Care 31, Can't Touch This 46, Got Seniors Starting 44, ILF 41, Buffalo Bice 20, Woodpeckers 32, Let's Get Wrecked 16, 27, Lenny's Ladies 8.
That's fantastic. Corey, the floor is yours. You haven't got to say much so far, but here's the first win for two tutties on the day. 27-8. I mean, I was part of the game, but you can tell me all about it from your end of things. Like, things just seem to be really working out. And who's the sleeveless guy? We need to shout him out because he's really fucking good.
Oh, Chris Wilcott. Yeah, he's an animal.
Yeah,
he's
really good at football.
If you see someone walking around anywhere back there, it's without a shirt on, it's probably Chris.
I feel like we have many candidates for that.
Yeah, that's his calling card. It's like, you know, it's his trademark.
Cool.
But, yeah, it was a fun game. I think part of it was, you know, it was a big win for us. I feel like a little more camaraderie and a little more, you know, strategy on our end was kind of the difference this week for us. I think one of the big thing is I actually subbed for a D4 team a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. And actually, like, kind of seeing how it, you know, the workings of another team in a higher division kind of really opened my eyes to a lot. And, like, it changed how, like, we attacked the game and everything like that. You know, between that and then, you know, getting a few of the guys together and, you know, just listening to some Pink Floyd and drawing up some plays, you know, having a good time.
All right, there you go.
That was another reason for it. But, yeah, I mean, it was a big game. I mean, everyone showed out on defense. Like, you know, Chris obviously is an animal. All the ladies showed out real well. You know, Sarah's a lockdown player, and then Courtney went out and made some big catches, and Camille, obviously she's out there, like, she was rushing you every play, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just the team in general clicked, and, you know, we had big plays from everybody, and it just worked out.
So, like, even though, like, coming in today you were 1-6, right? So we were talking, you were probably 1-15-1 in your career as a team. You guys weren't like, we're sick of this isn't fun, blah, blah, blah. You just stay positive? Is like, everybody still, like, super into it, or most people just be like, you know what, this isn't for me? Like, how does it go through, like, the motions as you're, like, a brand new team into this world? Like,
it was rough. I mean, last year, I mean, you know, I played quarterback last year, and, yep, you know, I I didn't know what I was getting into.
Sucks.
It sucks. I'd say the least, it sucks. Like, you know, I'm a decent pickup quarterback when playing with friends. And I was like, you know what? I'll be able to do this in here. And I'm like, oh, wow. I at best have, like, the fourth best arm in here, and I have no idea what I'm doing. So that was a little rough last year. Honestly, I didn't even think we were coming back until Ryan, who's the captain, like, main contact in the league, ended up kind of saying, like, hey, we got to do this. We got to come back. And I didn't think we were going to do it because we struggled to find girls. We got Courtney and Sarah to stay on, and then I know you guys got Camille and Sydney, and we got a couple. And expanding the roster has actually really helped us this year.
Nice.
So yeah, and it was rough for the first part of the year. The rough part for me was my first dub in Topper didn't happen until I think 2 weeks ago.
Right, I know. Because you missed the first win, right?
Yes, I missed the first win.
First week, and that was the win.
So yeah. I felt like I was just the reason for it all. I'm like, I don't think I'm that bad. But so then, yeah, we just kind of stuck through. And like I said, subbing for that one team really made a big difference. And then, I mean, the other difference is not having me at quarterback. Nick Stutzman's an excellent quarterback. And, you know, he had some growing pains coming in, but I've played football with him long enough to know that he's a good quarterback. And it just, you know, he needed some time to learn the league. And that was part of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's definitely played very well in our game for sure. Not much to really much say on my end. It's windy. I'm terrible, and that Chris guy just was like sticking out his hand, and the ball was just like softly falling into it. I was like, "Yeah, we're done here."
So, oh, he makes it look easy.
He does.
It just, did a lot of passes to Jess. Yeah,
those people are open, and a lot of it. I mean, I've said it before. No, there are people that are open, and they do the thing where they look back, and you chuck it, and then they stop running, and then they go, "Oh shit, I should have kept running," and then all of a sudden it lands 15 feet in front of them, where it's like, "If you kept going, this might have worked out." But it's what happens when you run a gender team, and everybody's also on a second team, and basically the roster hasn't been the same once ever, and that's fine. It's just I'm here to have fun, and they're having fun, and as long as they're having fun, I don't really give a shit, so whatever. It's basically they're just letting me be their Make-A-Wish kid and get to play quarterback, and that's 100% what it is.
They're your John Cena.
Yeah, basically, and I can't see them. So with that, let's see here. We got the Woodpeckers took on Let's Get Wrecked. They beat them 32-16. I don't think there's much to say there. Let's Get Wrecked has been kind of not great. But the Woodpeckers are definitely coming on in the second half of the season, just like they did last year, and that's how they ended up winning the D6 title. But I'm not entirely sure they're going to do it in D5. What else? Did anybody see any of the other games?
Yeah, I actually played quarterback for ILF.
Thank you. Please tell me about it.
You're welcome. Yeah. So, so they asked me to sub. Obviously, they've been having some quarterback issues this season. I know B's subbed
Joe got hurt
a couple times.
I believe Joe Miano got hurt, and now they've kind of been scrambling ever since.
Some with his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyways, I showed up, and I was blown away. Like, ILF has a phenomenal team. I looked at the team that I had, and I was like, we're going to crush these guys. I mean, close, and it wasn't. But, you know, you told me I wasn't very controversial, so I'm
going to be
a
little
That's controversial
what
here for you. And so I think, honestly, the win was a contribution of two things. It was we have phenomenal athletes on that team, and we had a couple girl touchdowns. We had a girl throw a touchdown in that game.
Shout them out.
I can't remember her name. She's going to kill me. I know. If you're listening, I'm sorry.
There's Becca. There's Carly.
There's also Christina.
Yeah,
there was. I can't remember, to be honest with you. But the other thing too, like,
was her fingers wrapped?
No.
It's not Becca.
It's not Becca. I know for sure. And then the other problem too is, like, you know, Buffalo Vice got behind, and their quarterback just tried throwing deep the whole time. And I used to be like, kind of a bat. Like, I used to do that all the time because, okay, here, I'll be controversial again. I think I have the strongest arm in the league. I don't think anyone's.
I don't know if that's controversial.
I
think you might.
Well, John Langley might.
No,
we did a throwing contest. John Langley's not
close. Not John.
Yeah, no. Third. But so I used to. So when you have a strong arm, you just think you can throw deep all day. And I used to be, I used to have a really bad habit of doing that. And that's all he did. And unfortunately, almost none of them connected, and they just didn't have a chance.
You'll find that though, like people with strong arms, they always play. And I've said it before on the show, but it's like playing somebody who's not good at Madden. So they always just throw deep every fucking time because they think that's all you're supposed to do. Yep. And because they hit on one out of every eight of that, they think they're great. And it doesn't really, and that's where you just like, then they're like, how do we keep losing? Blah, blah, blah. It's because, like Lenny used to say, we have 6 downs. Basically, you got to get 8 to 10 of play. That's all you got to worry about. Don't worry about getting it all at once. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that was my big problem first year.
Yeah, just trying to chuck it.
I just want to throw it like 40 yards every time.
Right, you want to feel like gym class hero awesome-y, but in reality, it's better to just get your outs and whatever. And that's how. That you'll notice as you crawl up. All right, they're more focused on getting like the timing routes down. I mean, shit, Botch, you and Public Enemy, you guys were just timing routes up the ass, right? for the most part.
You have to play with somebody for a while.
Well, I know. I know that that comes with time. Don't get me wrong.
The quarterback and everyone else needs to understand like what they need to do. But I mean, like
having
said,
Cole
could,
alone helps.
You can honestly just throw 8-yard hooks down the field.
Correct.
Most of the time, you'll get at least 6-0 from like the 5-yard line.
Right, and that's all you really need is a chance.
It's just
chance.
Boring though. That's,
well, of course. It's not, nothing's more exciting.
No one wants to do that.
Right, yeah. That's 100% when it comes down.
Everybody wants to be Josh Allen, but we all don't have, you know, giant hands.
But we're all Jeff Tool. Yeah. That's fine.
Laser arm.
And no one wants to just keep running hook.
Yeah,
hook.
Yep. Yeah, it, for sure.
Like, even when you're calling the plays, like, even with the girls, we'll just call, like, hooks, and that'll work a lot of the time. And then it'll get to the point where we're like, maybe we should try something different. Yeah. Just because, like, spice it up. Because you can only look at them so many times and be like, hey, you know that thing we just did 4 times?
Do it again.
Let's do it again. Yeah, fuck it. You know, but it's just like, you're right. It gets boring all over the place. But what do you want to win or do you want it? Like, it's the great fucking debate, right? Because, like, winning's fun, too. So you figure it out. Let's see here. Sticky Maddox tied gray hair, don't care.
This is our third tie of the season.
Yeah. What the hell?
Third tie.
Didn't you play with three? Oh, this is the game where Amber had, like,
played,
the catch, right?
Yeah, we played with 3 guys and 3 girls. And, I mean, Sticky played down to us. I'm fully honest about that. Like, we played great. Amber played amazing. I feel like she got the ball every drive at least 4 times.
All I know is that Jeff told me if I say anything about this game, it's talk about, like, apparently she had, like, the most ridiculous catch of all time or something. Like, some amazing, sweet touchdown catch.
I probably wasn't there to see
God
that part.
God damn it. That doesn't help me at all. But, great potential touchdown, Amber. Good job out there.
For some reason, they weren't giving Adrian the ball. I mean, we're playing with three guys and 3 girls, and I don't understand why they didn't just force feed Adrian the ball. He was the fastest guy in the field. And eventually, like, Voss is going to get tired, and then someone else has to do something.
Right,
we wouldn't have been able to do it. But
way to give the blueprint on how to beat you.
We're not
playoffs next week or anything.
Listen, we play Sticky again this week.
Oh, for real?
And we have everybody, and it's going to be a completely different game. But I mean, Amber stepped up. Voss had a game-saving interception at the end of the game.
I heard about that too. Yeah.
And I mean, Dave didn't make a mistake.
You guys weren't, like, trying to get out of there? Because I know everybody was going on that, like, party bus, right?
No, not really. I mean, no one rushed out of there.
This was the time. I left right at the end of that's why you didn't see this. Because I left at the end of this.
So you ruined it. Got
it.
Yeah, I did. Women,
I'm
telling
you. That's
why
you didn't see Amber's amazing catch. Sorry, Amber.
It's okay. I wanted to ask him. Oh, you said you're going to have everybody next week. Does that mean you, Mr. just had surgery? Or are you still?
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, you're back?
Yep, I'm back.
So everything went well, then you seem fine.
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it. What else we got here? Can't touch this with a big win over Scott Senior starting. 46-44. Looks like they finally figured out how to connect on their deep balls there. And then that was it for 12. So let's just move on to 1 o'clock.
Past our prime 33, scared hitless 15. Untouchables 39, replacement 0. Are these next two?
No, they're not.
Real?
That's the beauty of it.
Cobblestone 22, Vaspian 0. Not so sticky 56, Lenny's Ladies 17.
Not so sticky, Lenny's Ladies. We went into the half tied at 17, and that's about all I really need to say about that.
You put up a solid 25 points, huh?
Yeah, I'm not good at football. say what you will. So I was irritated about people not running through their routes like last game, but it was mostly this one where there was just like, oh, this is definitely going to work. But I talked to Carl after the game, and he basically said they made some defensive adjustments. And, I mean, not so sticky might be too good for D6, but like it's weird because it's hard. They were 0-9-1 in D5 last year, so I think they're like in between.
Yeah, but they also changed quarterbacks this year, didn't
they?
Yeah,
it was weird.
They played. Everybody had a.
Okay.
The only quarterback who didn't score against us on their drive was Jeff Kroll.
I could see Jeff Kroll had a really good throw though.
He might have
over the middle of the field, and like everybody celebrated because he did it.
Yeah, that's actually accurate. Can confirm. But no, it's fine. Like they score a lot. So if there's one, like, on the offensive side of the ball, I mentioned, yeah, it's rough when you don't have the same players all the time. The other problem is that as soon as these girls learn how to play defense, like safety, you know, because they're not used to playing that, they leave.
Yeah.
So, like, I've had great safeties. Like, some of the TSL, future TSL Hall of Famers have been Lenny's Ladies at some point. Like Robin used to be our safety, or Jamie Warren, like, tall girls who knew what the fuck they're doing. Mm-hmm. And now they move on to better things. And that's fine. I don't really care. Like, that's the whole point is... Go out and have some fun, but
you had a good safety earlier this year because I know that was the one game I played quarterback and I threw it real bad. I threw like 2-3 picks, and this one girl,
Maddie?
She was flying.
Might have been Maddie.
Shorter
Maddie.
Blonde.
Yeah,
Maddie. Yeah, she was flying
she's
out there.
Insane.
She's lovely. She wasn't there this week. Brutal. But so girls are still trying to, like, it's another season of learning how to play safety. They've never done it before, you know, all the other positions. So the same problems come up, and then they figure it out, and then they move on to a different team, so it doesn't matter. But bitterness aside, I'm kidding. That's kind of what happened there. We got caught up. The more fun things to talk about. Well, the Untouchables beat the shit out of the Replacements because Replacements should be in, like, D6, and that's fine.
Is there a captain's name Sean?
Yes.
He asks me every single week to play.
And every week you don't?
And every week I say,
I'm a broken hand.
Yeah. And I say the same thing every week. I'm still recovering. I have three in my hair. Every week he asks me.
That's right.
They had Talia and Kelly Little this
summer. Yeah, I know. But
it's their quarterback never.
It's not going to matter.
He just wants to, like what you guys were talking about earlier, he wants to throw it on the field every single play.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got cool jerseys.
Do they really? I thought they were just wearing orange shirts.
No, there's a couple of them that have jerseys. Yeah,
they're like Val Bernal, like they have like leopard print and like she made them. Yeah.
I love that. I love that you'll still use your last name and not like her real one now. It's the best part. Cobblestone beats Vaspian 22-0. They were all over them. They needed to win this game because if they would have lost, they'd been out of the playoffs. They needed to win it to put pressure on Travis Henry's kids.
Taiwan also played quarterback.
Did he?
Vaspian
didn't have all their dudes either. But I know, like, Daryl played with them. Buddy Lee was playing quarterback at some point, and it was going, like, I was going to say, I didn't see Vaspian really score, and they didn't, so that would explain it. Cobblestone got the win they needed, but unfortunately, as we'll come to find out in a couple, when we talk about the 3 o'clock games, they end up missing out on the playoffs. One of two teams that miss out on the playoffs in the entire league, unfortunately. But hey, not everybody should join the same division, and it would work out better for them. Untouchables beat Replacements, like we said, not a big deal. And Fastar Prime got a win. Like, finally had a team show up, I guess. Like, did you play for that one too?
So they had CJ sub for them, and I watched him catch like three touchdowns over top of people because he's 6 foot.
Like Carlton? Yeah, because he's seven foot tall. Carlton.
Yeah. Hogan was just throwing to him. Every time I looked over, he was like throwing him a touchdown. So
right.
Yeah.
Sarah Hillis has just been struggling this session. The whole session, they've been just. They haven't. It doesn't seem like they click like they always have.
Well, it's the same thing of like we talked about it when B was on the show like a couple weeks ago. He moved up from D4 to D3, and we're like, practice squad, you guys have won like a whole bunch, and now you're kind of getting your shit kicking. What's going on? And he's like, the difference between the D3 defense and the D4 defense
playing with gray hair though. Like we played them in D2 and played them in D1. They seem like a different team this session. They just don't seem like they're vibing together.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes more sense then. I'll try to explain it for him, but
it seems like everybody. It seems like everybody's kind of on edge the whole time.
Maybe because it feels like last year we were talking about, they should be in D1, they're going to do great, and then this didn't go as well as it planned, so maybe they're just squeezing.
I mean, they also added Raw Dog to the roster, and he's
that's not going to help anything.
So I'm just calling it
out. Did they also lose Sean and Kyle?
No. That's Hogan's team. We're talking about Scared Hairless when they played. So. But you make a very good point too for why Pastor Prime struggles. Don't get me wrong. So for them winning, that was a big one. But Hogan still said, "I know we're losing these guys if we go to D1, but fucking, I'm going anyway. I don't care." Which, yeah, good for him. Go for it, right? Let's go to 2 o'clock.
Frodo Swaggins 21, Titans in Motion 20, Bull Club 21, Get Swifty forfeit. Weak. TMA 48, Today's Beast 40, Two Tutties 31, Blitzkrieg 23.
So much to talk about here. My game doesn't matter because there was a forfeit that we found out an hour ahead of time.
That's lame.
I'm glad you found out an hour ahead of time. I was supposed to ref that, and I didn't know until we showed up.
Yeah, well, we were coming over for the last game, and they were like, "Hey, I think Blaze is bailing." Blah blah. I'm like, "Well, that sucks because Nick comes from Rochester, so he drove here from Rochester for no reason." Jeez. So it would have been cool to find. Would have been cool to find that out earlier. It is what it is. Who wants it? Well, Frodo Swaggins 21, tight ends of Motion 20. I mean, that's easily the best one. You're smirking. Yeah. You're not even on any of those teams, but you're smirking.
I'm on it, only because we got the one seed after that, thanks to.
I know.
You're huge. Welcome.
Thank you.
I didn't see it, but in the text after, like, I know, like, Sonar Dave was giving Sarah a bunch of shit, and he's like, "We're going to pick you guys up, da 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 da." And Sean in the group text after was like, "Sarah, tell Sonar beach it."
That sounds accurate.
Yeah, I was walking between your game and that.
Well, you were watching it because it meant a lot to you. And you guys maybe cracked the code on how to beat Bro? You kind of like coaching a little bit, bud?
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. Frodo should be in D1.
Yeah, Frodo's in D1 roster.
I think we're moving up after this session.
Right, but who?
And then you're going to have, though.
Everybody.
Sean's
got a pick. So Katie Salisbury's got a pick.
Okay, but then I replace Katie. I know I'm not Katie's level, but there's one for one.
I know the one thing that stood out to me on this game is me and Derek watched a lot of it. Blake is really good on defense.
Blake is super good. Yeah,
he's gotten a lot better over the years too. I mean, he was always good, but then, like,
I don't know his name.
He's always making a play on the ball.
I don't know his name, and I feel bad. But there's this one guy on our team who's only shown up like twice. But when he shows up, he's really good.
Twice so guy. Damn it.
Yeah.
And Josh.
If you, didn't you say you wanted to play in D1? You could always come back.
Yeah, of course. I definitely want to play in D1.
Who's he leaving?
Free ballers.
Not happening.
Guess we'll see about that. It sounds like a problem for Christmas time, not now.
I'll just add him to gray hair.
The other thing I'll say, though, too, is Josh. Is it Josh Schneider?
Yeah, he's really
Josh Schneider has played out of his mind this session. I went against him when I subbed a couple weeks ago with Amber's team, and that dude picked me off like 3 times, and I didn't think either any of those throws that he had a chance to even get the ball. He just came out of nowhere.
He like starts so far back, and then the ball's thrown, and he's like right there in your face.
Josh Schneider, I think, is the most underrated player in the league for the last 5 years.
Right?
So we do this every session. We always talk about Josh. You know that Josh guy doesn't say much. Real nice kid. Fantastic.
At football. He started in like what? I think he only started in Breakfast Club years ago.
Yeah, I think he started.
And Molly picked him up on our Breakfast Club team.
And out of nowhere, he was
friends with Garrett, and that's how he got in the league.
Yeah,
right?
he was like a dark horse. Like nobody heard of him. Molly just I think he had to have been probably one of Molly's last picks. Just like
one of those. Who are these clowns?
And some
game changer. And he's been around ever since. That's
so good. Yep.
But one of the, I know Sean will appreciate this. Right before the half, they actually planned a tipped Hail Mary pass.
They did.
Yes.
No, they
tipped trail
to Al. To Al, I believe his name is, right?
Yeah.
Purposely tipped the ball, and as he said it, he goes, "Here it comes!" Tipped it back perfectly to Sean, right in his hands.
Yeah,
I love that.
And he just literally held the ball like, "Yep, that happened."
It goes so poorly, like
as Garrett
8 out of 10
sprinting
times
down the field.
Yeah. Sean, I put in our text group. Yeah, I jumped over all these guys.
Oh, he did the best.
He was standing
there.
It just perfectly landed in his lap.
I love it.
Yeah, literally.
So it was 21-20. Did Frodo have to score at the end? Like, how did it go?
I didn't say the whole game. I went and got food about halftime.
No, I think it came down to. Well, they Frodo came down and scored, and then I think it came down to Titans' emotion had to come down and score, and they stopped them.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's a good.
Didn't they
that's
go for the
game.
Win?
Oh yeah, they went for the win with the extra point.
They did.
Oh, okay.
I will say
Frodo. Well, they went for the win, and then they stopped them, and then basically at that point, like there was still like I think a minute something left on the clock,
but not enough to
just
the rundown. Yeah. So not much you can do about that. That's awesome. All right, TMA 48, today's Feast 40. Didn't start off well. I know that. It's a bit of a comeback.
It's looking good, though.
They're putting up points, but they're not putting up wins. But, I mean...
Yeah, but 40 points is pretty good.
I didn't even know they were a team until I walked past them this weekend. I literally had never seen them before.
Yeah.
They're wearing a different color every week.
They've been around. I mean, they've been around for at least 3 seasons now. They were in D4. They would just be, like, the bottom feeders of D4.
Gotcha.
Which, I mean that lovingly. It's just the way it was working out. So they moved down to hopefully get better, but it's not working out. What you got?
So we went into this game knowing we had locked up the one seed because
come from behind lost earlier
behind
in
the loss.
Day. Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie, we went in a little lazy. We had all drank some champagne before the game.
That was all your celebration.
Yeah,
that's why
we had drank champagne. I had. That's why I'm here.
can confirm.
Yeah. and I mean, Nick had a beer on the field that was playing one handed because he had a beer in the one hand.
Oh,
so
that type of fun.
We were down 40-26 the half.
Oh.
They like were lighting us up, and I'll be honest, we were not trying very hard. But
bulletin board material. Let's
but
go.
Yeah, like we kind of looked like assholes at one point because you know we're all adults, like, and there's no point in showing up if you're not gonna try. So we turned things around. Ryan played great. I think
the
our
beer
biggest.
In the hand.
I'm sorry.
Didn't play with a beer in the hand?
Didn't play with no, put the beers down, save those for after. Ryan played great. I think our biggest problem is like we have no problem getting down the field. It's getting within that like 15 yards to the end zone where
the red zone, basically.
Like, yeah. Where we like just have a hard time putting it in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something like we gotta focus on going into 2 weeks from now because we got a bye this week. But no, they didn't score a point the second half, and we came back and scored whatever the difference between 48 and 26 is. Matt's not my strong suit, right?
Terrible. You're fine.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But yeah, no, we pulled through. Obviously, our team's huge. We've got like 2 full lines of guys, and Brent's banged up right now, unfortunately.
Sadly.
But I think we're looking good going into playoffs, I hope. And next year we might have an addition to the team.
Oh, you're gonna be pregnant too? Great.
Yeah, no. We might have a big
bird
signing.
Yeah, cool. Welcome to D2.
Yeah. but we'll see. Well, it's D. We're gonna finish it out with this team, but everybody played lights out. So we second half.
Right. So now, so you, I mean, you've been on this. How long have you been on TMA at this point? I mean,
five
I know.
Years.
Yeah, it's been forever. But you've been here before. Should be the, you know, the number one seed, top potentially offense and defense. I don't really look at the numbers. Should be a cakewalk, and then first round of the playoffs, you lose. You just blow it.
We're
constantly
automatically losing in the second round if it happens this year.
I know, right? The bye saves the day.
We're already better.
So, and now it almost feels like the last couple of weeks you guys have been off because you were 6-0 and then you lost two, right?
Yeah.
And then this one, you were losing at the half. I know it was a kind of a, you know, you're screwing around, but do you feel like you're getting it out of the way now?
Yeah, I mean, to this week was the first week me, Lauren, and Val were there.
Yeah, Lauren's been gone for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to her?
She's on vacation.
She was hurt.
Dave now. She was there this week. Val was there. Lauren was also hurt 1 week. But I think that was, like, a big thing we never had, all of us. And having more than two girls is huge when you're down and you need a girl touchdown and you're limiting yourself and hurting yourself at those points. So,
well, don't you have that fourth girl, too? That
we
was...
had Nikki, yeah, but she's out the rest of the season.
Is she hurt or is she just
gone?
Hurt,
yeah, she's hurt. So, so Nikki was another ad from Labatt Riches.
Look at you. Look at you. Just the great scout.
Work friends, yeah. I think that's typically our kryptonite, but I don't know. We have so many people that we should never be tired. We should never be.
You should have. I mean, even like last year, you had like four injuries, and that just meant you had 12 dudes instead.
Yeah.
It was great.
So I think it's just a matter for us, it's playing smart. Like, we have the talent. We just got to play smart. When we get in, we got to focus on getting close versus getting in the end zone, you know, from far out every time, you know, and when we've got time on our sides, or when defense, especially, like, you know, we play great defense, like you said, we're number one in defense. It's just not letting up like those big gains, which I think is our biggest issue.
Just got to shore it up, and hey, you'll win it and you'll move up kind of regardless of what might happen in free agency. And that leaves us to two tutties, 31, Blitzkrieg 23. Now, Corey, it's one thing to beat my bum ass, that's okay, but like Blitzkrieg, you know, arguably one of the top two teams in the league or in the division, and you walk in and you beat them 31-23. That's a big win for you guys. It's probably the biggest win in two tutties history. So why don't you tell me what happened there?
Before we go, I want to start off with something here.
I hope it's a poem.
It's from The Godfather. It's right up early this week.
Here we go.
The tutties are just not on Blitzkrieg's level right now.
Ooh.
And what I do have to say is they wrote us off, but we ain't right back, though. We're the Geno Smith of this league.
We're the Geno Smith of the league. I want you guys to have shirts that say that. I love that.
No, it was a good game. In all seriousness, like, you know, Blitzkrieg demolished us earlier in the year.
Right.
They have the quarterback that wears the visor. He's got a rocket. Like, you know, they're obviously very well put together.
Is it Hoodie Guy?
It's Light Red Hoodie Guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's got a...
He also had a visor? Unbelievable.
Yeah, he wears a visor sometimes.
Yeah, he does. You know, it looks like he just got off the golf course and, like, came to play football. But, I mean, they're a great team. And, like, going into that game, like, we were riding the high from earlier, you know, with the win against the ladies. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Joe.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yes, it does.
Nope. Go. But, you know, it was a good game. Like, you know, it came down to the wire. We were kind of up most of the game, but, like, not comfortably up until, like, near the end. Then we drove. Naturally, I dropped a ball on the five-yard line.
the reason they were losing.
Right? Then Chris drops a touchdown pass in the end zone, and we give it up. And, like, now we're only up by, what, I think 8 points at the time or whatever. Like, oh, this is how it ends. But
didn't you blow a 20-0 lead earlier this season, too, in the second half?
I don't remember what you're talking about.
I do. Don't worry about it. Yeah, his eyebrows shot off. He's like, he's judging the shit out of you. Go on.
But yeah, we had a goal line stand. I think they had 4-0 or 5-0 within the red zone, and so I think the last play of the game, he had to be rushing around and scrambling the whole time. Camille, I think, was probably out of breath by that point, and somehow we kept them out of the end zone. What it felt like a Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray play, where you just see someone get open, they just pop it to him. So, I mean, it was a fun game. It was kind of, you know, fun again with, like, actually figuring out and doing strategy, like seeing how that can make a difference. So it was a good game back and forth. And I think if we play that game 10 times, it's 5-5.
Nice.
So,
hey, good for you guys. That's
5-10. 5-10. Yeah.
Big win. Like I said, big week for you guys. I loved it. Let's just finish up. Let's go to 3 o'clock.
Itches and O's 41, Practice Squad 31, Zach Attack 30, Tox 12, Travis Henry's Kids 56, Cunning Stunts 36.
Just 40. I wrote it in the wrong spot. The whole thing got fucked up at the end, as you can see.
That wasn't my fault.
It wasn't at all. There's not much to say here. Itches and O's and Practice Squad were both 2-5-1 going into this game. They were kind of just playing this game to see who plays one of them. Don't one of them play you?
Yeah, we play Itches and O's.
You're going to get Itches and O's now, which should be pretty fun. Yeah, you've already played them this year, right?
We've played them twice this year, actually.
How'd it go? You beat the shit out of him. That's just, fine.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
I mean, it was the second game was lopsided. Yeah.
Okay. It happens.
What it's alright. Yeah.
It's great. So you guys get them. Tox, yeah, missing the playoffs. I think they finished 1-7. That's unfortunate. Zach Attack's been really good all year, so they just continue.
I did play in that game.
Motherfucker, tell me about it. Then.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say this earlier? Nobody's guys.
I subbed in for Tox. I mean, Zach Attack. I mean, I'm assuming Zach is their QB, right?
Yes. Okay. He's the attack.
He did attack Tox the whole time. honestly, it felt like 30 to 12. I wasn't expecting that score to be on there. I thought it was going to be a little bit different.
No.
I think we were all Iron Manning that game. So I think there was maybe one sub the whole time. And yeah. I think that was me with game number 4 in the day. But, yeah, I mean, they just kind of picked us apart. And... yeah, I think if we had some more people, more subs, it might be different. But, you know, who do I know? It's not my team.
It's fine. You get there. And then Travis Henry's Kids, 56. Cunning Stunts, 40. The Stunts were going for a 9-0 season. And yeah. Travis Henry's Kids needed this win to get in the playoffs. So it was kind of a big game. I'm not entirely sure what happened in it, even though...
Well, my group text, I could tell you.
Well, I was going to say... Emily, you should probably know what happened to it, so why don't you tell me?
I heard that a couple of girls had drops, and we were just really shorthanded. Because
I knew you were shorthanded.
Two of our girls played on practice squads, so we're missing two right there, and then a bunch of other people had plans. So, but good news is we play Travis Henry's Kids this week.
I know. You get your revenge game right out the way. I love that. That's the best part, is that there seems to be a lot of random revenge games that happen right in the first week of the playoffs. So, and then anything can happen in the playoffs, that's for sure. So that was it. That was football. That was the regular season. Good work, everybody. That was hype. Playoffs come up now, and the race for social co-ed immortality has begun. Many of you have won championships here before, so it's not really like a big thing. So we're going to go around the table. We're going to do our winners and losers. We'll do our final thoughts, and we'll get the hell out of here because people are already sick of listening. So I usually start on my left. So, Botch, you're going to give me your winner of the week. He was not ready for that at all.
No.
I love it.
I don't think about this stuff.
All right, cool. George, you can go first. We'll go the other way. I got you.
I'm actually going to go with Amber.
Yep.
One, it was her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well,
it was like eight people's birthdays.
Technically, next week Friday is her birthday, but yeah. We had the whole birthday thing. But she had a massive day. Like, she played out of her mind all day. Mm-hmm. So she definitely deserves the props that she's been getting this session. But, like, she's going to get even better, which is scary.
Right. Exactly, because she's only been around for like 2-3 seasons. So
yeah.
It's a lot of people who are just starting to really tap into their potential. They're going to be really good as time goes on. What do you got?
I have two winners, Colorado Mike and Jason Neese, because they're the only two that confirmed with Halloween.
So did Becca.
Yeah.
Everybody? No, they're the only two that confirmed with me, though. So.
Yeah, I know you asked a bunch of people, and they're all like, give me another week, give me another week. So that's fine.
I have sense a bunch of people now, but they're only two.
Free Baller said they will be there, too.
Yeah, I heard the entire team's going to play, so that's pretty cool.
My winners were Colorado Mike and Jason Neese. Thank you.
George, you're not supposed to be here. Anyway,
right?
I love it. Derek, you're up.
Yeah. My winner this week is the food at the Angry Buffalo. Yo, it is so freaking good here.
It's been pretty good.
Oh, my God. I literally, a couple weeks ago, Nick Voss was like, in between our doubleheader, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to McDonald's and get a hamburger. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you're at the place that has probably one of the best burgers in Western New York. You may as well do it here. And he did, and he agreed.
Is that your top thing? What's your favorite? Well, the breakfast sandwich is out of this world. That's the best thing.
I like that mushroom burger. I'm a big fan of it. Yeah.
Was it the vodka lady?
Yeah. What's
the vodka? No.
No.
That's your tequila?
The tequila lady.
Tequila, yeah.
I did five extra shots of tequila.
She was persistent, man. She wasn't giving
up.
She's
a winner. That's save that. That's not bad. I love it. All right, Dante, what do you got for your winner of the week? I know, man. Well, you wanted to be on the show, so you got to say.
Have you said anything?
No, he's trying his best, though. He's really just wanted to be part of it. He just wanted to be part of it. It's all good. It's fine.
I don't have to be on here.
No, you have
can
to say
anything.
You can say
you,
whoever you think's a winner in the league. It's cool.
Go ahead, say
just
yourself.
Get somebody props.
Say yourself.
There you go. That's the right answer. Why?
He made top 25.
Did he? Yeah. Where are you at now?
24.
I like how he knows
probably,
before he
probably wins. Lower than it should be, but, you know, that's how
it is. There it is. Well, it's not just arm strength.
I'm
so
only
cool.
kidding. I'm only kidding.
No, you're good on that. That's the right answer. Corey, who do you got for your winner of the week?
I'm going to be a little narcissistic here and pick myself because it was cold, and I love cold football.
Freezing.
Yeah. It was great. I sweat through like anything. It could be 40 outside. I'll still sweat. So my winner of the week is me and not sweating so much this past week because of being 40 degrees.
I love that. That's great for
I
you.
I know, right?
Complete opposite here. Diana, you're up. So you sweat when it's cold?
I freeze all the time, even when it's hot.
That's
awesome. I just had like a t-shirt and shorts on for Breakfast Club, and people were looking at me like I was crazy.
What's wrong with you?
I'm like, I was still sweating. Like, that was the worst part. I still had sweat going on.
You might
want
to see like a doctor or something, right?
Maybe.
My team, because of the champagne and the poppers. And the
You didn't know any of that shit?
No, I didn't know they were doing that. Val and Lauren set it up. So thank you, guys. They're definitely listening.
I thought Prim listens and then just tells everybody else.
I'll just do Heather, because I like Heather, and Heather's funny. And she, like, crushes it for you guys, so.
I love Heather.
Heather, she's my golf partner.
She's the best.
Yeah.
She's the best.
I'll say the combination of Garrett and Sean for getting us that, winning by one extra point and getting us that one seed.
That's simple.
Don't forget about Blake. Blake had a very good game.
I did hear Sean did say that Blake had a great game.
Yeah,
so.
Blake balled out.
I'll put all three of them in there. Thank you, all three of you. I appreciate it.
You have new favorite people in the league just because they got you a week off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to be here at all, right?
No.
No, you guys have a whole week off. A lot of winners in this fucking room. Not me, though. I'll be here. No, I won't even be here either. I'll be in San Diego. It doesn't even matter. My winner of the week is you because you did it right. And you put a ring on it. You didn't screw it up.
Yeah, good job.
Actually, nice. my real winner of the week.
I texted Topper a picture of us, and I said, this would be great in Lenny's storyline. Like, he would love this.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's great. I mean, Lenny would have already just announced that the league is over, and the only reason the league existed was to get all the Bernal girls married, and now we're good.
check.
But my real winner of the week is actually Mike Bernal, because Dad was at the fields in full force, and he was taking all the pictures in the world. He was showing me all the action shots of our game.
My whole life is in video and picture form. So.
But he was just great, and he was loving life.
He's
happy.
While he's freezing his ass off, and we told him 1,000 times.
He loves his daughter.
He doesn't care.
You can leave.
No, loves his daughters. He's good. He's great.
He was nursing a hangover.
It's a big day.
That's right.
He was...
So shout out to your dad, all of our dads, just the general league dad.
When we seen those photos?
Which ones? He takes all these pictures. Does he actually like post them?
No, he puts them all on flash drives and never looks at them.
Yeah, he prints them out in this old HP printer and he puts them on like paper and it has like very poor quality. And then
so
he,
that's
like,
just the Bernal girl shrine in our parents' house. Yeah.
Like they're all pixelated because it's like a 2005 like HP printer.
It's the original dot. It's dot matrix. It's fine.
And then he can't find the photo, so he scans that photo back to send out to people.
Yeah,
I love that. That's great. All right, so we get to our losers of the week, and you don't have to be too mean, but you can say whatever you want.
Oh, I'm gonna start some feathers with this one.
Oh, fantastic! This is exactly what I wanted.
Love it.
Speaking of things Lenny would have wanted,
I'm playing Buffalo Vice Retro next week.
Okay.
For the playoffs, and they have one specific guy that needs to lay off on the refs because he doesn't do anything for the league and is always screaming at these refs. CJ took a lot of shit for a catch from Raw Dog that was clearly a catch. I was standing right there. He got his knee in. And the guy was going after CJ for a while and saying how bad of a ref he is and just attacking him. Be a ref and see how hard it is.
Yeah. Refing sucks. Don't. Yeah. I would advise against doing it.
It's not worth the money.
It's not worth it. No.
Not even close.
Yep. And you're not even remotely close to the best player on your team. Ooh. So keep your mouth shut.
Let's go.
That was going to be controversial.
He does it every week, and it's getting to the point where you're not worth it.
All right. Big words from Jordan. I love this. Let's go.
You got to get the two of them in here next week.
I know.
Special
episode. There would be the Lenny special episode on the couch.
Yeah.
Just friendship making. I love that.
We are the world.
Yes, absolutely. You'd be writing nice haiku.
No, you have to go opposite now. You'd be the world that, you know, you guys were all happy and stuff. You got to go opposite now. You got to get the two of them and have them.
Just have them like a battle, like
a
rap battle.
I mean,
rap battle.
We are playing football next week against each other. It's right there.
No, what?
I don't want them to be too aggressive.
Well, he's going to play however he wants because it's football.
And interview him right after.
And it's the playoffs.
Interview him.
If this was the regular season, I'd be like, fine.
I want halftime interviews.
Yes. Yeah.
We make that happen.
So much. I won't be here, so yes.
Get someone on the
go
bench.
For it.
It's like the old days with the interns.
Chat Wednesday. I love it. And what you got for your loser of the week?
Well, mine's pretty easy. Mine goes with my winners. My losers is everybody who did not say they're signing up for the Halloween Bowl.
I love it.
Would you people please confirm we need to have a drunken Halloween
Bowl again? Everybody's interested in doing it, but nobody wants to actually
commit.
Yeah.
Commit. It's like scared of commitment. What are you going to do? Right. So everybody plays on multiple teams now. But that's a good one. Derek, what you got, buddy?
I'll be there, Emily. Don't worry. So my loser of this week is Blaze Laduca. Show up for your game, you bum.
Just kidding.
But I appreciate the free $25 for not having to ref. Thanks.
Yeah, it's true.
Blaze Laduca, is that like a real person's name?
Corey, new winner of the week. That's actually his name for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Dante, talk some shit. Tell me.
Loser of the week is also my quarterback.
God damn.
Oh, why? Speaking of like
going through while I was.
You gotta change it now because he didn't show up.
Oh, because I didn't. Because I didn't win.
Because you didn't win. It's all about winning.
If I had some receivers, I would have won.
You get me.
Also, it's for pitches and nose. I'm back.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like that he's the first person to call people on itches and O's the loser of the week, but not for the reasons that everybody else does.
This is my comeback week.
How long have you been out for? Just one? One week's all day.
Before that.
Missing 1 week, I don't know if that constitutes a comeback. Yeah. You're just kind of like there.
I was on a streak for one-handed catches.
Yeah, I know. I saw three of them. I only two of them counted.
You got 5 weeks in a row with them, yeah.
I think he's great. Candidate for comeback player of the year now, right?
I guess so. I mean, based on our loose rules that we make up on the fly, yes. I love it. Corey, who's your loser of the week?
More in general, people who leave trash after the games. Yeah. That always bothers me. Yeah. That is annoying. So, yeah, stop doing that.
Especially
folks.
Now that it's like actually fall weather and it's windy.
I feel that.
Actually, there was like a basket of stuff I think that went through our game. Yeah. It just floating through. Like, come on, guys.
It's like we're in the apocalypse.
This past week, there was only one garbage can in the entire fields. So, yes. I absolutely hate people who leave trash, but
give us more
garbage
cans.
There's no cans, where are you going to put it?
Agreed. Other loser of the week, by the way. Can I just put one more out there?
You can do whatever you want, bud.
That pole that's next to the field that's all the way over there. I'm afraid I'm going to impale myself on that puppy.
That's why you can also blame the picnic table. I think it was somebody on Frodo who was going hard, and they were run out of bounds, and they just went through the table and over it. And then everybody walked over to the table.
It's expected.
I don't know. Everybody went to the table, and you thought they'd like get it out of the way. They just like rotated it like it was going to make it better. Like if you hit it from this angle, you'll be more safe. I was like, whatever. I don't have time to pay attention to that. It's beautiful. Who you got, babe?
All right, I'm just gonna go with like whiners. So let me preface what I'm about to say with like the fact that like I know I am not the bee's knees at football.
Don't ever lie to me again. Do not lie to me ever again.
I'm great. I'm kidding. That's all lies.
There's my girl. There's my boo.
But like the whole legend stack their roster thing. Get more athletic friends, or
You took my athletic friend.
Find people who like can compete with them. Like
I did, Diana, and you took them.
George is gonna be a college. Like,
to be clear, Diana did nothing. Yeah. Diana did nothing wrong. Why?
I did nothing wrong. Also, listen, Travis is my brother-in-law.
Sorry.
Travis and I fight.
I condone any of this. I didn't ask for any of this. This is terrible.
To do it all.
Our team.
Yeah. Oh, well. I have a feeling this is all agreeing with me.
I like this.
But no, like, she gets Travis the team in the wedding too. I love Travis. Him and I fight all the time about everything else. But the people that complain about Travis annoy me because he's literally following the rules that you guys put in place, and then he gets shit when people like don't like what he does. But he's just following the rules he was given. Right. And so, if you don't like them, then don't yell at him. He's just doing what his job. And to be fair, he has to be fair.
So he has like yell at Joe.
The worst job in the league. Cause he gets well, first off, the most.
He signed up for that. Second of all,
I know, but you're welcome.
I would tell you right away that Travis, 85% of it is literally just people like fucking with Travis.
I don't think that's true.
I think people are true.
Actually like
the other 15% are those actual people that you're talking about.
Then those
that just
15
don't like them.
People, lock it up.
Lock it up. God damn. Get it, girl.
Yeah.
I love it. Lock it
only
up.
Only I'm allowed to talk shit about Travis. That's it.
So your loser of the week is 85% of the league. Thanks.
Yes.
That should go over well.
No, I'm just kidding.
I love it. So completely separate from these thoughts, Michael Baccio.
I don't have a loser of the week. I'm not on here probably ever on these podcasts.
I'm amazed that you're here because she made you do it because she got drunk. It's beautiful
exactly.
for me.
Yes.
I
think it's the loser of the last couple of years is the fact that you guys are all allowed to play on multiple teams.
Mm-hmm.
And for about 15 years, I've never been able to play on two teams.
Right.
So
maybe don't be so good.
That's just bitter.
That's
yeah.
Not even it. Sean's on two.
Stop
teams.
Being.
Sean's better than.
Yeah,
everybody.
That's probably not going to happen anymore. Sean's not on D1
anymore. Every time Sean goes on a D2 team, he brings him up and he just leaves him to
die. To die. It's kind of like hilarious, but
for
Sean's
all
those
years, I was told over and over again, you can't be on two teams, and all of a sudden. Like,
because you were told by
people are on multiple teams, and they go, and then the rule is like you just have to ref a couple of games. I'm like, I used to do that too.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have been allowed to anyway because
yeah,
you were
playing
Lenny,
7-1-6.
You were
Sean before Sean.
You were Lenny's special project. If you think he's going to make you let you play more than one game, you're cracked. You knew that you had to be there at 10 o'clock with Lenny, and that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
He would have never let you chance getting hurt on another team.
That's true, but.
Yeah, but that's why people don't hang out at the bar as much, because they have four games a day.
I think that's part of it. Like I said before, I think the other part
of
it was...
Are you guys looking at that rule? Like, is that something really you're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that the fact that there are guys play on multiple teams, and people play on multiple teams,
mm-hmm.
It's great. I mean, it's definitely fun. Like, that's why you come here on Saturdays and play football.
Of course.
But I do think you lower the amount of new people you bring in, because then if you're trying to bring in 50 to 60 teams every single session, and it's usually the goal, maybe
right.
40 now, I don't know where it is, half of those teams are made up with people that are already playing.
100%.
So you're bringing in less people that are new, and that's usually where you're bringing in different types of athletes, different type of people, different type of personalities, all these different people.
Daryl gets the San Diego Charger practice squad guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's real.
And then also the second thing is the bar, too. Like, I think the bar is obviously, for being in this league, it's one of the biggest things of being
it's
here. We play football for 1 hour or 2 hours a day. The bar is, we're here for 6 or 7 hours or however long.
It used to be
here.
14. Yeah.
But I think, if people are playing on all these multiple teams, there's less things going on at the bar, less people hanging out at the bar, less people knowing each other. And, when you look at some of these team names, I mean, I'll agree. I don't know a lot of these teams at this point.
Right, of course.
It's just me being a stupid old man. But
come on, not stupid.
But if a lot of people come to the bar, you come to meet new people and you come to hang out, and that's what the Saturday football is supposed to be, and it's always supposed to be. So, I do think that rule is great because people get to play multiple games.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, I think it also is kind of a detriment sometimes to the league itself, because you're not bringing in as many new people as you would in the past.
You are not alone in what you're telling me. I mean,
yeah.
You and I have talked about this like 58 different times in 80 different ways, and that's fine. Like you said, have we looked at the rule? That tells me your captain doesn't forward you the captain emails that he's supposed to tell his team about.
I don't get
which
I
know.
I haven't got forward the captain's email.
This is leading into my who my losers of the week, where we're just general captains, but we'll get in that in a minute. But the whole reason we do the ref four games thing was A, because nobody wants to fucking ref. It's a pain in the ass, So the options were entice people to ref more, and they have to do four games during the season, or make ref fees like $40.
Yeah.
So that way more people want
to
do it.
Yeah.
Instead of charging everybody $15 a game times, what, 9 games? Why do that when we can just kind of like keep our prices down and then like give people an option? There's a lot of people who are on two teams that are not reffing all the games.
Yeah.
So, next year you're going to get a couple faces.
It's a schedule nightmare with all these people on multiple teams, plus having to get
them
to ref 2 games,
so
3 games.
So part of the reason, if you say in the world that we actually allowed you to play for a second team, which we're not going to, but the part of being on two teams is that, hey, we're not worried about where we schedule you for those things.
Yeah.
Like the last 2 weeks, Jeff has been getting yelled at because he sent out an email on like Monday that says, hey, this is a ladder match week. So you're going to be playing D1 and D2 at the same time. Too bad we're not moving your games. That's just the way it is. You knew that when you signed up. And he said, so he's like, so please do not request any game changes.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, he got a request for a game change. Swear to God. But like people don't, and then they go, oh, I didn't read the email. So like that's part of my loser of the week too. Just people don't read the emails. They don't share with the, like Topper sends out a captain email all the time. He's done it for years. And it's like, captains, tell your team X, Y, and Z. And then most of the team don't find it out. So maybe the answer is getting instead of just a captain's list, a league-wide list, everybody's email, so everybody can like see what's going on when we have...
Just post it on the site.
Exactly. Well, not everybody reads the site either.
Or Telegram.
We got to have to, in a perfect world, we put
letters,
it on...
handwritten letters.
Telegram, Facebook. I think we have Twitter still, but everybody gets an email too. The more options you have, the more different ways
mail
people
pigeons?
Are going to get it.
Can we do mail pigeons?
That was a way too.
Morse code?
All of these things. Well, not Morse code. It's outdated. Get out of here. But
not the carrier pigeon, though.
But to finish up with what you're saying, Botch, the people who have ref four games to play are a lot fewer than you might think they are. And there's some of them. There's a lot of great girls who are on two stud teams that aren't going to be playing for their second team anymore, because they don't give a shit about reffing. There's a couple guys, a couple girls, but it's not even what it was. You'd be surprised at how many people actually play on two teams. It feels like a lot more than it is, but they ran the numbers and it's actually a smaller percentage than it feels like. I think you're right, though. If you're playing four games, you're not going to come to the field. You're not going to come to the bar and meet new people and hang out because your usual, your bonus 2 hours on Saturday that would be at the bar are, like you said, waiting for your game or playing it. So
yeah. I think a lot of it also is because of the Breakfast Club. Now the Breakfast Club is the subs list.
Yes.
So you're seeing a lot of the people that have been there since 9 a.m. They're subbing for other teams now.
Yeah.
Just to help out.
Right. That's true, too, because like part of Breakfast Club was we're all going to play in the morning, and unless you play at 10, everybody's drinking mimosas together and eating breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
The problem is that because we're the sub list as Breakfast Club people, chances are, not half, but like if eight teams, you know, there's eight teams playing at 10 and six of them need a sub, they're coming from those games. So not everybody's going to waltz up there, or they might have their own games, et cetera.
Well, here's always the thing is like you guys create the sub list and you have specific people on the sub list, and if I was a team, depending on, you know, whatever team I am in, whatever division, if I see the sub list and I see which people I can pick from,
mm-hmm.
and I have the option of trying to go out and having to find some random friend of mine or anybody that I know that can fill that spot, or I can find some guy that I know how well he plays and how good he is, and he makes my team a little bit better at that time,
mm-hmm.
why would I try to get somebody else? So like having that sub list right there a lot creates basically no reason for me to go out and find somebody random who could basically, who's never been in the league before, but all of a sudden comes in one game and says, hey, shit, this is fun, I'm decent, and then all of a sudden goes, I can't play on your team, but I'll go to the bar, I'll hang out, and then all of a sudden the next year he's on a random team. And then that guy brings in, he's on a random team. And that's kind of where it started a long time ago, is like,
mm-hmm.
that's how it happened. We couldn't, there was no sub list. You basically, if you had, you know, six guys in your roster, seven guys in your roster, and you were missing a couple people, you were like, shit, we either play with three girls or four girls, or I go find some guy, I find one of my buddies who...
Never played before.
You want to play football on Saturday? Or somebody, that you, say you played high school football with him a couple years ago, where you're like, hey, you want to play football? Yeah, sure, I'll try it again. He comes, he plays a game, he has fun. You say, hey, he goes, I want to start playing. And he goes, hey, we got enough people. But he goes, all right, well, he hangs out at the bar a couple of times.
Meets people,
yep. And then he joins a team and he creates a team. Like, that's kind of really how... A lot of the teams
that's
started
how the
back
grew.
In the day, you know?
100%.
And, you know, I think the mixture between allowing the multiple people to play on teams and also that sub list is built. I mean, a lot of you guys in the sub list are really good.
Yep.
And the
Thank
sub
you.
List is a lot of good players. So if I was looking for the spot, I'm just going to go to the sub list knowing that I'm going to get a good player to fill a spot no matter what.
So that's why people on the sub list can only sub two games a season, though.
Yeah.
And then you'll, like, if you look at the sub list now, because I had to do it for last week, there's so many red names because they just can't be used. So you got to try and find like the best of the greens. And there's a lot on there that just is not lovely. So I agree with you. But it's funny because I'm pretty sure when Lenny started the sub list, he started it as like this is not the worst of the worst, but they're not going to change a game. Like I'm pretty sure Lenny's original sub list was me, Dave Walter. That might have been it. So, like, the point is somebody who knows what football is, but they're not going to go out there and, like, you can't join a D5 team, Dante. You're going to go fucking tear them up and kill it. That doesn't help anybody. So, exactly. So, like, you know what the hell, like, you can't have people like that.
Didn't you win our games? Okay.
God damn, a lot of back padding over here. This guy doesn't say much, but he talks about it. I'm just playing. But, like, the original point was, like, sublist was like, hey, we had our team as of, you know, 8:30 last night on Friday, and it's 3 minutes for game time, and somebody is not in the area. They decided to go get drunk in Ohio for some reason.
Yeah.
And now you're short. Here's a person who's usually at the bar or usually here, so you can just get them to go play, and that's fine. And that's what it was. The sub list got better because, honestly, a lot of those players weren't good. Well, they weren't great. I'm not going to go play and make a difference for Public Enemy 5 years ago. You know, it's just not a thing. So, like, we tried to make it so that you have a good mix. And that's kind of where it got to be. And then it was like, all right, well, if people are going to play in Breakfast Club, let's entice them to join Breakfast Club by giving them the only people who can sub. And that way you get a nice mixture. The other problem isn't the thing, but we have a lot of people in Breakfast Club that aren't on teams at all. Kind of like the reverse of what you were saying, but they're still there. They should be hanging out at the bar after Breakfast Club, and they kind of don't.
Yeah.
But that's how you get put on teams. You know, like Corey with the two tutties. Like Sydney played and Camille played in Breakfast Club. They didn't have teams, but... that you guys needed girls, they've been around, they know what it is, so you get placed on teams that way. And that's usually how it works. Both of them hang out at the bar, and both of them are on your team now, and that's usually how it works. That's like the circle of life here. So
the human centipede of...
Yes. Yes. But no.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. Because I think the other problem is
I know COVID.
COVID ruined everything.
Killed you guys too. Like
COVID ruined everything. Yeah. Like the way COVID happened, honestly, from this is that everybody got older, everybody got married, everybody spit out kids. But on top of it, people played football, and then they learned they could not stay at football. So like, you play your game, and we kind of just left right here. Yeah. Like, you know, there were maybe like 12 people who stuck around the whole day still.
Yeah.
I think like we're three of them maybe at least, but. Now people have learned, oh, I guess I can play my game and then go to random family cookout I don't normally would go to because it's football day or, and stuff like that. So now people are just like, they've discovered they have a different life outside of it. The other problem is that new teams came in. Somebody like, I'm going to say I can't touch this because they're the only new team I can think of, but that they've stuck at the bar a bunch of times. They're not immediately like here and then say, holy shit, there's 20 teams at the bar. Let's go hang out with everybody because everybody's not there. So they didn't realize, or the bar was closed. Yeah. So they didn't realize, hey, we're supposed to go to the bar and get into the routine of meet a whole bunch of new people, get drunk, bet on football games, do stupid things, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So their whole, like, the way it's structured in their brain is go play and get out of there. Maybe hang out for a little bit, but get out of there. So either over time, more and more people stay and it gets better. You just got to get more younger people there at this point. Like, yeah. Everybody else has lives. You know, everybody, like I said, think about how many of us hung out 5 years ago that now are married with kids and like all this other like responsibility shit.
I mean, we go to the bar, I mean, it's all the same people. We're all
right. It's like, a family reunion. It's great. How do we get new people to the bar? You know,
there's some cornhole stuff that I've never seen me use. That draws people right in.
Well, that's one thing. I mean, we'd have like free ice cream day. Lenny would have clowns here or magicians, and we'd have.
Oh, that's why. That's why I haven't been staying. There haven't been clowns.
I mean, we've had spinning wheels. Yeah,
Lenny even knows that stuff didn't bring people to the bar. He just did that because Lenny had a shitload of money, and like, what am I gonna do with it?
Well, I get it.
It also brings you the answer eye of like, oh, what's going on over
there? Well,
right.
Yeah,
that's it. You walk up and you see
that stuff. It's just like getting your eye to look over towards the bar.
Or like, you got the bar tab here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the whole stuff. Like, the prize and punishment wheel is hilarious. Yeah. When all of a sudden 40-year plan guy's directing traffic with cones, it's like it's hilarious. But like you said, Lenny had insurmountable amounts of money to just do stupid fucking awesome shit with.
Jeff's wife she's a doctor. They got
yeah, she's got to pay out the doctor bills first. So unfortunately, Lenny didn't leave anything to his son, so I can't use that money, and I don't have the ability to just like whip out free full size candy bars to people or something and start a haunted house. Okay, but I have the ideas. Don't get me wrong. That was a lot of fun for a loser talk. Let's do our final thoughts and just get out of here because great conversations, great, but you guys have lives. So, George, what's your final thought of the day, my guy?
It's time for playoffs. This is where the real season starts, and I can't wait.
It's the official start of the race for social co-ed football immortality, right? Yeah,
that's it.
Let's go.
Oh, geez. I wasn't prepared for this. We talked for a long time.
A long time to think about it.
George, you're not supposed to be here.
A little bit warmer this week.
Is it going to be? I have no idea.
Because unlike my friend over here, I enjoyed the little bit warmer weather. Because yeah. I'm going to have to wear a winter hat and gloves if not.
Oh, that'd be very yucky. You guys were all bundled up too. Remember when Val walked up to our game and she's just like in full like winter attire? I'm like, this is going to go well.
Yeah, we don't do cold
either. Yeah, no.
Derek, the floor is yours, sir.
I guess this will piggyback really well off of what you guys were just saying, but I literally came on this podcast just because I wanted to say this, and I've wanted to say this for two sessions now.
Mm-hmm.
This league really has changed a lot for me. I've met a lot of really great people because of this league. I was playing in other leagues prior to this that did not offer that social aspect and the ability to meet people and create connections. And I've, you know, I mean, really, I mean, everybody. And it's those connections have blossomed into other things, whether it's Emily and George working with that scholarship thing that I've got going and stuff like that. I mean, it really has done a lot for me. And I appreciate it. So thank you.
No problem.
The networking in this league is incredible.
Yeah, 100%.
I think it's
the people you meet and the people that are willing to help you out on certain things, like that's at the end of the day. I know we play football for only an hour, but the rest of that stuff is really where it's at. Mm-hmm.
Right. All of a sudden you have like an electrician here. You have like somebody else could do this or somebody else could do that.
Fixing the fire so it doesn't burn down.
Gordon, yeah. Save the day, Gordon. Thanks a lot, bud. Now he'll leave you on red for 3 months, I hear, but that's fine. That's fine. It's cool. All right, Dante, it's up to you.
Going off of what?
You got to go right in that mic, though.
Am I good now?
Yeah, you good now. Okay. Go.
Going off of what George said, it's playoff time, but I hope it does not rain like the day before.
Well, you can't ball in the rain?
No, it's not the thing.
I don't know if the rain's going to help those fields at this point, though.
Them fields are home. Don't even get me started.
Everybody plays on the same field.
We might want it to rain the day before.
Yeah, a week before.
Nah.
Yeah.
This is supposed to rain. I didn't pay
it. It's supposed to rain Thursday.
That won't be too bad.
It is supposed to rain Thursday.
So, like, it won't be bad. Like, the one thing that you'll notice here, over time is like if it could pour Friday night into Saturday, and as long as like the sun comes out a little bit, the wind sweeps over it. This field dry out real quick, so it ain't gonna be that bad. I mean, didn't it rain before games last week?
Yeah.
And like when I dove and landed on the ground really hard, I am bruised from here to here. So like the ground wasn't soft. Trust me about it. And but I also, am. So like, damn. Fuck all you guys for laughing.
Also, what Derek said, this league's been fun since I started.
Yeah. You talk to your friends, you get them in. You got to be balling with other people, right?
I got
to say you're playing.
You got people coming, don't you?
Nah, I got some.
You're exactly what Botch is talking about. You need to bring those guys in.
No, I got one person covering next session.
Okay. We also need you to come to the bar more.
It's literally a me.
Like, yeah,
he's just a faster me.
Faster you?
Yeah.
Is he younger than you? So he can't. Yeah. So he can't even come in.
He's gonna be 21 next year.
Ooh. Okay. Good. That's what I. That's exactly what I like to hear on the record. Thank you for that. I love that. Corey, it's up to you, sir.
Now you said you weren't going to be here this weekend, right?
I leave for San Diego on Thursday. Work sucks.
Just don't want to play me. You know, this is.
You know, I mean, you're right. You scared me out of the league.
No. This is like game three now. That you know, we go to play each other, and like you know, we've made
one. You missed
one
too, right?
No, I would quarterback for that one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. You missed that one.
I did miss it.
Yeah, just saying. A little heartbroken.
I'm just terrified.
After all these years, we talk about how long we've known each other, and then you just ditch me at the altar over and over again here, Jeff.
You're welcome. It'll be better for everybody. Don't worry about it. Is that it? You just had to talk shit to me? Congrats.
Absolutely.
All right, beautiful. That works.
And I had the third loser of the week.
That's a good final thought.
I fucking hate you guys. Diana?
I mean, yeah. Going with what everybody else said, I mean, this league means a lot to me. Obviously, it got me a fiance, got Val a husband, Emily a husband, well, Sarah and Dave. A
lot of baby daddies running around now.
I don't know. I'm missing. I don't.
Molly and Corey.
Right.
There's no more. But yeah, that should be your incentive more. If you're single and looking for her. Somebody.
The Bachelorette is coming. I'm just kidding.
If you see a guy with a shirt off, he's single.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. Good. What's his name?
Chris.
Chris.
No sleeves,
what's
Chris.
Number?
I got you. I got you.
The Bachelor.
There you go. There you go.
Man, I'm getting there, all right. I want to go back to how there's no Lenny and insurmountable amounts of funds to like make things happen.
Well, there you go. We got a Bachelor right here. He's ready to go.
I can get you Chris's number.
Thanks. I think. I guess we'll figure it out. Let's just get through this playoffs first, please. No, before we'll get into more ridiculousness eventually. Did you finish? Were you that? Just like if you're single, come play football.
Yeah, I'm trying to get people to the bar, Joe.
I appreciate
you're welcome.
It. Thank you.
It might get the place until like 10 o'clock at night.
I know.
Fair enough. You should have something.
I think I said quite a bit, so I feel like I took over some of this stuff. So I don't really have too much. I mean, playoffs are coming.
I'll take over his. Yeah. Anybody who hasn't signed up for the
I should have said it.
Anybody who hasn't signed up for the Halloween Bowl, do it.
Yeah. Now, Joe, you need to put this on a 5-minute loop at the end of this podcast. So just Halloween Bowl.
What are the details of the Halloween Bowl again?
The 29th.
Oh, okay. So the Halloween Bowl is 10/29. It is the weekend after playoffs. It is a Saturday. We have a game at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
We have spooky specials for it from the bar.
Full costumes, right?
It means that we actually
have like a $35 Bud Light.
Yeah.
Scary.
$35.
I forgot. I think it's like the specials we used to have for football where they would throw in an extra and like all that stuff that makes you just wonder, why weren't we doing that all season?
Yeah, why
weren't
we doing that?
Bucket of Truly, $54.
It's going to be a draft, right?
The requirements are you have to wear a costume.
Yeah.
And if you agree, you can't flake.
Yes.
And
or you're out of the league.
If you drink, if you don't drink, that's fine. We get it. But if you do drink, it's drunk bowl, so you have to be drunk.
No, it's a 4 o'clock game.
If you drop a pass, Garrett said we're going to be doing, if you drop a pass, you have to drink a beer.
Yeah. The old rules. Like where we had to do octobongs with Glenn Bird.
We used to do a shot. We had bottles of
Red Stag and Fireball.
Every time you drop the ball, I think who was it?
You have to do a shot.
Dave Wilburn used to come over.
Ref Dave.
You got to do a shot before anything else. You couldn't even, like, you could let the play would be going and
you had to stop.
Maybe you do a shot before you could even get back in the game.
I actually said this last week that we needed to fly Dave in from Carolina just so he could be the referee again because he was great.
It sounds like we just need to have one game every week where we're just bringing people off of that aren't playing.
And just get
if you're not going to the bar, you're going to play in a drunk bowl really quick.
Yeah.
I know that the insurance would frown upon it.
Fuck the insurance.
Is there like a costume contest with this?
No costume contest. But
no, there's no contest. You're just.
But you do have to wear a costume. It's the whole point.
Whole thing is you play in a costume.
Ridiculous costumes.
And we make up weird rules because of it.
Yeah.
Like Gordon's fireworks or Val getting sacks with her gun because she was Black Widow. So if she shot you with her little dart guns and she hit the quarterback, it was a sack.
You create the field goal post?
And yes. You have to kick extra points. Everybody, you make field goal points. It's the best. Or field goal post. It's the best. It's literally meant to just like have fun and like get to know new people and get just a little drunk
like
and have
a
great time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But it'll just be ridiculous. Yeah.
We didn't hear you even talking to the mic.
It's like a turkey bowl on Halloween.
No, you're right. I'm fine here. So thanks for Botch for reminding us about the Halloween bowl with your final
thought. Thank you, Botch. Thank you, Botch.
It's always on my mind.
My final thought is always my final thought. It's I just want to thank everybody for being here. I mean, we got a full house, but it's been a great show. I was a little concerned because we had so many voices, but it worked out fucking beautifully, especially since he didn't say anything. So I kid. But I mean, you guys all touched on everything I normally say. Like, this is my family. I have people who, if the league just went away in 2 weeks and we never played football again, I would still see most of you, if not all of you, because we probably start a different league, but that's irrelevant. But like, I have friends and people who I consider family who I would go to bat for or fight for or anything for like the rest of my life, and that's the best part about football. And that's why we harp on, hey, come up to the bar, not to like get on a football team, but now you're gonna like become friends with people and do this and do the other thing, and that's the best part, and I'll never not love that. So I'll always toot the horn there. I don't really have any other final thoughts. It sucks that I have to miss. Gotta work.
Are you gonna talk about the banquet?
Fine. Yeah, cool. So the banquet, sorry.
Yay.
It's December 9th. Despite some protests from some unnamed sources, it's a Friday. It's at the Hotel Lafayette. I don't know the price of the tickets, but it's basically, again, for people who don't know, it's a wedding without the wedding. We show up. There's going to be giant inflatable fucking minions.
Well, it sounds like we can have a wedding now.
Ooh.
They have a wedding that day, trust me. We already know. But
his brother will be there.
We unfortunately have to miss.
I know.
We've asked him to move the date, but apparently Joe can't do that.
I can't do that. First off, the contract was already signed. Second of all, there was no other days to do it.
Thank you. Agreed.
Right?
Also, if you're calling us royalty.
Ew.
You said it.
I did the best I could. Anyway, the point is already that's already the day it is, unfortunately. But it's a blast. I mean, usually there's like a hotel rate, so if you want to get hammered and just not drive home and just stay there, like that's kind of the move. People Uber all the time. And we're just going to have DJs, and we're going to get drunk, and we're going to party, we're going to dance, we'll give away some awards, like all that other jazz. So it's the best way to have fun. Everybody's wearing suits and dresses, and it's like I said, it's a gala of sorts.
You get to see all these people that you see on Saturdays in mud and shorts.
Yeah. What they look like outside of football.
Completely different. And then you walk in and you go, oh,
you actually look good.
Yeah, right?
I forgot what you look like with makeup.
I think I know that person, but they don't look like that.
Who are you? Yeah.
People talk to you like, we've played together for 10 years.
I'm on your team.
What? That's awesome. But this is what Botch looks like when he shaves. Wow, I forgot.
Yeah. Only happens one day a year.
That's what I hear.
Between 2 years.
I also got a question. Who do y'all play this week?
Who do we play this week? We play the team that forfeit. We play Get Swifty. Yeah, so they forfeit.
So you have another guy?
Play
Please, I'm not saying that. It don't
forfeit,
matter.
You're about to forfeit again?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they would do that. If they did that, that would be some bullshit. But we have to deal with playoff Langley as our quarterback, so life is not good for us.
And you're playing against Carlton.
So what happens? So John Langley for Travis Henry's kids.
Some other quarterback that we played against, right?
No.
No. A different quarterback?
It's our other it's our backup quarterback that we needed to have, because I'm not just going to not be here, but we're not going to have Tommy Hughes, Jeff Easton, our normal quarterback won't be here because we all work together. We all got to go to San Diego. So we're going to have our backup quarterback, John, but he's a quarterback with Travis Henry's kid, so it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. But hopefully things will go well. Actually, John played quarterback against them in week one and beat them, so I'm not really that concerned. I'm just concerned because nobody chokes in the playoffs quite like John Langley. And with that, was the end of the Tizzle Podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening for the last 90 minutes of this nonsense. But thank you to everybody who's here. I'm not going to individually say, just getting the general swipe of the hand. I appreciate you guys for being here. I truly do. You guys are fantastic. And I love you. So I'll talk to you guys later. And bye.
I get you that number.
Black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights, a wave crashes. crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these guys'
yeah.
thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.